Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Can you just like hold it?
Pinch and it off and scooch over?
Scooch the next one.
Put a kink in the old hose. That is a normal thing for men to do.
I mean, I've always had issues with like peeing in public, and the worst was.
Oh, Josh, are you shy?
Yeah, I am. I don't know why.
My freaking dong is just so long; it dips into the urinal. It's gross.
I don't know why. Sometimes it's better than others, but there's one time in high school where I was going back from lunch into study hall, and there's only the two urinals, and like there's still a divider between them, but whatever. It's not even like a thing about people seeing my dick. It's more of just like I don't want to have people hear me piss, I think.
I'm into people seeing my dick.
Yeah.
I'm not into people hearing me.
I don't like people hearing me go to the bathroom, but
it's a sign of weakness. It's very alpha of you, Josh.
I was trying to pee, and then the study hall teacher comes in and starts peeing next to me. So obviously I'm not going to pee now, but I'd look weird if I just stood there for before he came in, and then also while he's in there, and then when he leaves and washes his hands, and I'm still standing at the urinal. So I just have to zip up and pretend like I did my business, wash my hands, leave. He goes back into the room. I scurry my ass back into the bathroom.
Finish pee, up the pee.
Bell rings. I'm tardy. And then I walk in, and he looks at me, and I'm like, sorry, I was in the bathroom. He's like, all right, sit down. This guy thinks I'm a fucking weirdo.
You are a fucking weirdo. Just go pee.
It's so funny because, especially when you have to cut off a stream, it's a very distinct noise. And this dude definitely opened the door, heard you cut off your stream.
No, I didn't cut off stream. I hadn't started peeing yet.
Okay. Well, then you can just be just a weirdo about it, dude. Just like, I got stage fright, dude. Get out of here. You're an adult. I'm a sweet little baby innocent boy. Get out of here. I can hear your thunderous dad pee over there. I can't even start my stream.
Stop.
Hello, and welcome back to The Judgies, a weekly podcast where we discuss internet stories, mainly from Reddit, laugh, and most importantly, judge them. My name's Josh.
My name's Rick.
And my name's Christian.
And we are
The Judgies.
Would you say we're the judgiest people on the internet?
No. Have you met Joan Rivers? R.I.P.
So yes.
I would say...
Oh, good point.
Technically, yes.
Wait, who's her daughter? You're not going to know.
I know it.
Rivers Phoenix? R.I.P.
Also R.I.P.
Who's that?
Joaquin Phoenix's Joaquin older brother. Yeah.
Oh, he died?
Long time ago in the 90s.
Yeah, in the 90s.
So sad.
Well.
Was it COVID?
Yeah, what a time to be alive.
Just fucking. COVID-94 got that motherfucker. God damn it. I'm still caught up.
COVID-94. SARS 1. Weird.
You saying COVID-94 didn't click in my brain that, like, oh, you're talking about the year 1994. My brain was thinking, like, 2094, and I instantly, filled with dread.
I was talking about it from 2094, but it came
to yeah. the past.
See, what,
oh, it, time travel. Yeah, that's definitely
that's how bad
happen.
The COVID-94 yeah. is.
What happened was the Jonas Brothers went into their time machine and brought Rivers
oh,
Phoenix with them.
Shit.
So it was like they went to the year 3000, but Rivers Phoenix got dropped off in 2094. And like, yeah, they sing about everything being underwater and their great-great-great-granddaughter. Like, she's doing fine, but Rivers Phoenix...
Joshua,
not doing too great with that pandemic.
Has anyone ever told you that you're really lame?
I'm lame?
That was Hold the on. Lamest joke.
Hold
on.
I don't
on.
Know if I've ever been called lame. I've been called cool.
Are you sure?
No.
No,
not to my face, but I feel like someone said, like, wow, real cool guy.
Oh, man. I wish I could be as cool as you, Josh.
Thank you, man.
Joshua.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the first story of the night?
I'm... uber ready.
All right.
Multilingual.
Mm-hmm. The most beautiful language.
Am I the asshole for telling my sister she needs to tell my niece where babies come from before a disaster happens?
Hmm.
About a week ago.
What kind of disaster? Are we talking about like an earthquake?
There's a tornado coming. Pussy and vagina and dick and balls. They're all there and they go together. Now get in the cellar.
About a week ago, my daughter, 8, came to me and my husband and I asked... Oh, sorry. About a week ago, my daughter...
We'll cut it.
No, you fucking won't. You never do.
You fell right into the trap. You made a reference to cutting it, and now we can't.
I did not make a reference to cutting it. Both of you can eat my butt. Anyway, about a week ago, my daughter, who was 8, came to my husband and I. I hate you. Quit distracting me.
We'll cut this part.
About a week ago.
For those wondering, I am dancing like the song About a Week Ago.
Quit, you shithead. My daughter, 8, came to my husband and I and asked how come her female guinea pig couldn't have babies and that her friend's guinea pig, friend has a male and a female, had some. Well, husband and I looked at each other and figured it was time, so daughter got the talk. We spoke as plainly as we could and told her to take any questions to us and to not be embarrassed. We've already been working... really hard on bodily autonomy, but we also worked that in a bit here. It was fairly uneventful, though she did give us a somewhat horrified look once she put two and two together and avoided us for the rest of the day after that. So I was recounting this to my sister on the phone yesterday. She was horrified and said 8 was way too young to hear about that type of thing. She then said I needed to tell my daughter not to talk about that with my niece, who's 13.
Hmm.
Because she doesn't know about it. I was shocked. It turns out, niece doesn't know anything about the mechanics of it all, or like periods or anything. I got really curt with my sister and told her that she needs to tell my niece, like yesterday. Mm. What's going to happen when her period comes and she's terrified? I also told my sister, if she doesn't know how a baby is made, she's at a higher risk for doing the exact thing without any protection, and then you have a bad situation on your hands. A.K.A. disaster.
Didn't sound like an earthquake at all.
This was apparently too far, and my sister hung up the phone on me. I've been getting nasty messages from her and her husband all day. I really don't think I'm the asshole, but did I take it too far? First of all, I would like to say that teenage pregnancies are not disasters. I am one. Not going too well there for that argument, but I'm just saying.
Could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
I'm like a power outage at Moe's. I'm not a real disaster.
It's like we have a generator, it's just not working fully, so we can only have a few of the lights on.
Yeah.
You see, no, you said it didn't sound like an earthquake. It was the thing is, the 13-year-old did say if she had a daughter, she would name it Katrina. So, like, that's where, like, the disaster comes in.
Oh, my God.
She was between two names, Sandy and Katrina.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ew, Joshua.
Here's the crazy thing. This little girl got that talk at 8, and I'm 27. I still haven't got the talk, so.
Yeah, I don't think I ever.
What's up with that, mom and dad? How do babies get made?
We haven't figured it out yet. We're going to marriage counseling, and like they're working us in. But
yeah, I got that talk pretty early. You know how I'm not allowed to watch Austin Powers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shame.
It's because
Can I
of
shame
Austin
your
Powers?
Mother publicly on this podcast?
No, because I watched it too early. I watched it when I was like 6 years old.
So you have seen it. How come you don't laugh whenever I reference
it? We all watched it when
because
we were 6 years
mother
old.
Scolded the shit out of me for watching Austin Powers too young. Mm-hmm. And then she sat me down and gave me the Birds and the Bees talk and said, don't you ever watch this movie again. Mm-hmm. And so now, as an adult woman, I can never watch the Austin Powers series.
This dude fucks way too much, dog. You can't watch this.
My mother has forbade it.
To be fair, that shit down.
Not so much in the first movie, because they're really going for like the Bond stuff. Well, no, the first movie they do it a lot, where like he starts out as a swinger. But they really teach like responsible relationships and everything and consent and all that good stuff.
It is true.
And then in the second movie, they find out his wife was, spoiler for Austin Powers 2, that his wife was a fembot the whole time. And then he goes out and fucks a bunch of people.
Yeah. Also, I just don't think Mike Myers is that funny.
Well, that's because he's a serial killer and he's in scary movies only.
Yeah.
Throwback to me watching a movie way too young. Halloween. Watched it when I was like 4.
There's more boobs in Halloween than there is in Austin Powers.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Wait, the Rob Zombie Halloween or the original Halloween?
The original. Wait. Yeah, I watched the Rob Zombie when I was 4.
I didn't know.
You were seeing all sorts of boobs.
No, that wasn't until I was at least 14. But now, because I watched that movie too young, I'm afraid to, like, murder people.
That's why you're afraid to murder people?
My parents
people?
Sat me down and gave me the...
Don't you ever murder people.
The
you
birds.
See that man right there?
They sat me down and gave me the birds and the sheaves. They said, don't ever stab people. It's bad for them.
It's bad for them.
Wait until you're mature and you have proper protection before you go out stabbing people.
I just feel like... kids are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. Mm-hmm. And if you treat a child like a child, if you baby them their whole lives, they're not going to be educated enough to make sound and honest decisions.
Mm-hmm. So, naming one smart kid other than the cast of Baby Geniuses.
Young Sheldon.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Wrecked.
I mean, have you met some of your nieces and nephews? Because they're pretty smart.
Nah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the one burned through about 5 rolls of camera roll taking pictures of, like...
That is not one of our nephews.
Oh, okay.
That's a
that was a
distant
cousin. You fucking idiot. You
we don't
dumb
like to blame
idiot.
Him.
Whose guinea pigs? Was it the sister's daughter's guinea pigs or was it a friend's
guinea
pigs?
No, it was a friend's guinea pigs.
That got pregnant?
Yep.
Hmm. Yeah, 13's way too old to, like... Like, you're teetering on, like, maybe even past the point. Like, you should have had that talk. Like, everything shows abstinence is, like... the worst form of birth control.
Well,
and STD.
Hold on. For birth control, abstinence is 100% effective.
Abstinence teaching is not.
Abstinence education is not effective.
Yes, you are correct. Although you can get pregnant and not have sex.
Technically.
Mm-hmm. So 99.9%. Man, what a way to do it, though. Just looking at guinea pigs and thinking, like.
Huh.
They fucking? And your parents are like,
Yeah, they fucking.
Let me sit you down.
These two are.
Surely. They're surely fucking.
She didn't get the birds and the beads. She got the guinea
the
pigs.
The guineas and the peegs.
Boo. So, yeah. That's where babies come from, kids.
Oh, wait. We didn't decide if they're the asshole.
Oh, no. She's not the asshole. Are you kidding me?
No, she's not the asshole. I feel like she would have been the asshole if she would have went straight to the niece and was like, this is what's happening. Your mother's not going to tell you this because you are, like, forbidding. You're, like, going directly against what she's saying, even though it is for, like, the greater good. Still an asshole move.
See, that's why I think she is the asshole. She should have gone to the niece and been like, "Just yo, I know your mom's not going to let you know about this."
You know how they staple, like, knit mittens to kids so they don't lose them? Staple, like, a note to her 8-year-old that just says, like,
I know about sex.
Yeah, and, like, ask me anything about sex and like, okay, go play with your cousin.
Yeah. All right, you ready for another one?
Oh, yeah. I've never been more ready.
Am I the asshole for cock blocking my older brother?
Yeah, dude. Never fucking cock block.
Dude, that's fucked
up. It's rude as hell.
Cock blocking your fucking bro like that, dude? Mad disrespect.
So I, 24 male, decided on a whim to visit my parents who live 2 hours away. When I showed up, my parents and my brother, 26 male, were prepping to host a dinner party type thing. My parents were glad to see me, but my brother's always been kind of weird and didn't even acknowledge my presence. But it was chill and I've gotten used to it. Fast forward a few hours, their guests arrive and my parents' friends brought their daughter, who looked to be me, my brother's age, who I will call Iris for the sake of this story.
Because she was a goo goo doll, baby.
My mom will appreciate that joke.
Good joke.
I was minding my own business, feeding my cat. Oh my God, I forgot about this part of the story. I was minding my own business and feeding my cat an egg.
What? Whoa, what? I don't need to hear any more of the story. This dude's a piece of shit.
This dude's an asshole.
He's a fucking monster.
Oh. This dude's trying to get his cat to fucking fart bomb a party.
My cat only eats eggs.
It's good protein.
Okay.
Wait, hang on. Cock blocking eggs, I assume, of the chicken variety?
No, dude. He was feeding his cat an ostrich egg.
So he was cock blocking his brother, but he was rooster boosting his cat.
Shut the fuck up. All right.
The math does check out there, actually, Josh.
Feeding my cat an egg when Iris came by to say hi, and she thought it was the coolest thing ever. And we started talking about animals and food, which branched off into a ton of other shit. And turns out we had a lot in common. So we kept chatting all night. Go ahead with your question. I can see you working one
she
out.
She thought the coolest thing ever was being a cat and egg.
Oh my God, that's so interesting. You feed your cat an egg?
Not even interesting. She thinks it's cool. Like, that's hella tight, dude. That's like 7 grams of protein with very minimal amounts of fat and carbs. That's a very health conscious, I mean, a little bit too high sodium, but like, very cool. The fuck? Eggs? Cat and egg do not mix. They don't mix! Cats don't hunt birds for Wait. Their eggs. Mm-hmm. They go grown up egg. They get bird.
Jeez. Okay. This whole time, my brother has not said shit to me or Iris at all, just watched us from across the dinner table, and as soon as dinner was over, he dipped out to his room while me and Iris played Overcooked.
Well, okay.
It's a video game.
This girl okay. wild about cooking. She's just all about...
Yo, she
this dude. All about this eggs. Dude got game, all right? This dude started out feeding an egg to a cat.
Got literal video
And then
game.
Moved it to playing a cooking game with this girl.
Yeah.
This dude cooking. He got the sauce.
Oh my God.
She's about to get the sauce. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Hollandaise?
Hollandaise.
They're about
nuts.
To fuck at a family party?
What's the mayo?
Hollandaise?
Aioli?
Aioli. Oh, aioli. It's going to be a jizz and mayo based aioli sauce.
Gross.
Okay, that's really fucking gross.
I went upstairs to invite my brother, but his door was locked.
That's
and
really
he was...
gross. I don't like mayo. I'm more of a Miracle Whip kind of guy.
I went upstairs to invite my brother, but his door was locked and he was ignoring me. So I said, fuck it. And I just played without him. As Iris and company were leaving, we exchanged numbers and made plans while I was still in the area. As soon as the door closed, all hell broke loose. My parents started berating me because turns out the whole dinner party thing was to try to get my brother and Iris together, and I apparently fucked the whole thing up.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Maybe the brother should have been feeding the cat the egg.
I guess.
It's like,
he's clearly the weird one. Why was he not feeding the cat the egg in the first place?
His older brother was about to feed the cat the egg. I'm just going to keep saying that phrase. He was about to feed the cat the egg, and he's like, shit, dude, Iris is about to be here. Quick, Johnny, you feed this cat this egg because
it's
weird.
I need you to feed my cat.
And then he goes off to go brood and sulk in the corner to seem like the cool guy wearing a jean jacket with a cig behind the ear because it's 1960. Fucking chilling in the corner with white t-shirt. And he's just like looking over and fucking Johnny and Iris fucking giving each other them baby doll eyes.
Son of a bitch.
I told him that I had no idea and my brother's been ignoring me since I got back.
Why would you not inform him?
Yes.
Right before, this dude, like, this before brother, they came over.
This little brother clearly has more sexual like aura than the older brother. They should have warned the hotter brother to be like, hey, lay off this one, all right? Give your brother a win. We have to set up
toss him a bone.
We have to fucking throw a whole dinner party with someone that no one knows just to try to get him fucking laid. Lay off, all right?
He feeds his cat eggs. He can't get a girl, Johnny. Just leave this. Give him this one.
You're on egg feeding duty tonight, all right? You feed eggs.
He needs this one.
Meanwhile, your brother gonna be getting his fucking dick touched upstairs, all right?
We've already lit the candles, all right? We've set the lotion out.
We stocked him fully with an extra towel for afterwards.
His and her sense. My parents told me to lose Iris's number, and if she texted me, I'm not to respond. This is the part where I may be an asshole. I told my parents to pound sand.
That's why he's a dick.
Hey,
go pound sand.
Did I call it that they're in the fucking 1960s? Yeah. Hey, why don't you go pound sand?
Some sand.
That won't be the only thing you're beating tonight. Hey. I'm going to go feed eggs to my girlfriend.
His girlfriend's the cat.
You go pound sand while I go pound Iris. Get out of here.
So I told my parents to pound sand, and that I was going.
That's so fucking funny.
I was going to check into a hotel, and as soon as I got settled, in, I was going to text her. And I've been talking to Iris, and she told me that her parents don't really talk to my parents as much anymore. So I'm wondering where I fucked up. Am I really the asshole here?
This dude gets.
He is asking if he's the asshole for telling his parents to pound sand. That's the only brute thing he did.
It's really funny. This guy goes off, gets his own hotel room, draws a bubble bath, strips down, gets that little like, wood board that sits on top, glass of red wine, elbows propped up on the board. Message to Iris. Hey, I finally settled in. I told my parents to pound sand, babe.
All for you.
I'm a rebel. Let's hop on my motorcycle and get out of here.
All right. Since all of you are curious about the egg thing... It was a large grade A.
Not the important details.
It was a large. Well,
I do need to know if it was cooked or not.
It was a large double A. It was a large grade double A egg that came from Costco, which I have lightly scrambled and left unseasoned, that I hand fed to my cat, who is a 6-year-old chunky tortoiseshell.
That was way too much. How is this dude getting laid? This guy's the fucking lamest person in the world. Iris has to be fucking weird, right?
I was minding my own business and feeding my cat an egg. That's my favorite line in the story.
Why? I don't get... I'll call her Iris. We'll get to it later. Didn't he say something along those lines at the beginning?
No, for the sake of the story.
Why? Just give her a letter. Why do you make up a fake name?
Because she had the most beautiful eyes while she was watching me feed an egg to my fucking cat.
So the top comment is info, says the line about the egg. Says, okay, this is the only part of the story I want to talk about. What kind of egg? Hard boiled? Did you have to slice it? Or does the cat bite right into it? Did you salt it? How did you first discover the cat likes eggs?
Yeah. How many eggs do you give a cat a day for a normal diet? Or is this just a little treat?
Well, what's an egg? Like 60 calories? Like,
I'm pretty sure cats have like a super high calorie...
Because they're so active. Like, my dog who weighs 50 pounds is supposed to eat, like, 450 calories a day. So, like, an egg is probably pretty fucking filling for a cat.
I mean, like, volume-wise, yeah. I don't know about calorie-wise, though. Because I know, like, you're not supposed... If you run out of, like, dog food, you're not supposed to give a dog cat food because it's way higher calories than, like, dog food is.
Is that why they shit so much?
Maybe. I don't know.
Hmm.
They're just fucking predatory animals, dude. They have high metabolisms.
I guess
something.
The big takeaway of this story is if you have trouble finding
love,
somebody you need to date,
just start feeding cats.
Feed
eggs.
A cat an egg. It works.
You know what?
100% of the times I've heard about somebody feeding a cat to an egg, feeding an egg to a cat,
they got
laid. They got more laid than that egg did.
And if you're ever in a fight with your parents, tell them to go beat sand, dude. Beat
pound sand.
I literally pound sand for work. That's
you do
such
that
a
for
weird
a living.
Insult. That's like telling somebody to go dig a grave or dig a ditch. Like, how do you think that makes ditch diggers feel? Not appreciated, that's for sure.
Go pound sand, dude.
Oh, man.
I'm caught on it. I can't get over it.
I nailed the 1960s thing.
You did.
This is such just a weird family in general, right?
Like, who throws a I guess, like, there are other cultures where, like, people host dinner parties to, like, introduce people.
Yeah.
So maybe this is, like, one of those cultures, but it is such an... To, like, picture, like, a middle American white family doing this.
Do you know what culture used to throw dinner parties?
It's the same kind of culture
white America in the 1960s.
That's true.
It's the same culture that feeds their cats eggs and tells people when they're angry at them to go pound sand, so...
This is just a dude in his late 50s reminiscing about his childhood.
God, I miss
it. It'd be so funny if, like, I'm sure they said the ages, but I didn't hear. It'd be so funny if it was, like, me, 53 male, and my brother, 55 male, went to my parents, 70s, and this girl, 48 female, came over, and they were trying to hook them up. It's like all grown-ass adults.
I mean, technically, they are all grown-ass adults.
They're all in their
20s. 25 and 26.
Yeah, that's too old to be feeding an egg to your cat, man. You know better than that. Come on.
He doesn't live at home. He only gets to feed an egg to his cat once in a while.
Maybe they ran out of cat food. We've all been there. Well, you haven't because you don't have a cat, but not anymore. But we've all been there where it's like, shit, that was on my grocery list. I forgot it. I'm real sorry, Willard, but you're getting
I did pick up 72 AA gray eggs, though.
You're getting an egg tonight.
I can spare a few of those.
Yeah. You boys want another one or you want to take a break?
Let's take a quick break.
What? Taking a break.
Break me off piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Egg! And welcome back from the break. I'm going to be thinking about that egg all fucking night. I can't get it out of my fucking
mind. I'm not going to be able to stop thinking about it while I'm just fucking pounding this sand, dog.
I don't like the way you said that.
I'm just going to be vigorously pounding my sand tonight.
This one is also cock blocking.
Circle judge?
Oh, sorry. Yes, go ahead. I was getting way ahead of myself.
All right, so this week's Circle Dirge, we're just going to do an unpopular opinion and then discuss. Saw this one today, actually. Unpopular opinion, titties are overrated as hell.
No, incorrect.
This dude can go fucking pound sand, right?
Go feed an egg to your cat, dude.
Well, the thing is, this dude's a virgin, and when somebody asked him, he's like, what do titties feel like? They said bags of sand, and he's like, I don't want to pound sand. Straight guy here.
No shit.
Something my whole life I never understood was men's love for tits. I don't get it. If a girl has what's considered nice titties, I don't even notice.
Lie. That's a lie.
There's literally nothing sexual about them to me. No, I don't like guys. I'm just not a huge fan of boobs. Not that I dislike them. I just don't care about them. They are nothing to me. I don't know why, but they're just not sexually arousing whatsoever. And I've always been like this. Update. I'm not grossed out by them.
I just yak in my mouth when I see them.
It seems people took this as I find titties repulsive or something. They just really don't have any kind of sexual attraction to me, like an elbow or an ankle. Second update.
Hold on.
I like ass, vagina, face, thighs, you name it.
In that order.
No, I'm not attracted to guys. Not being attracted to titties does not make you gay. And if it does, then fuck it, I'm gay. Damn, this got way too many upvotes. That's crazy. Guys, are titties overrated?
No.
No, dude.
I don't think so.
No, dude. No! Are you serious, dude? God, I'm heated, dude.
Christian, this is the only time Christian's ever expressed emotion on the podcast.
This is the only actual
opinion. About to pound this dude's sand, dude. What the fuck? Titties are overrated? Get fucked, dude.
Fucking dox this guy right now. I'm going to his fucking house.
I love how adamant he is. He's like, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. Is not liking titties gay. I guess I'm gay then.
Fuck it. I'm gay.
I just like butts and legs and knees and feet and faces. So what if they're guys' butts, legs, feet, and faces? I'm not gay.
I like, yeah, he is like, he names, I like all these things. You name it. Not tits, though. Also, he says you name it, but then lists things as things he's not attracted to as elbows or ankles. Or like he said, he compares tits to elbows and ankles. Does that mean he's not attracted to elbows and ankles?
I guess.
I mean, there's some hot elbows out there.
What about like kelbows and cankles?
Kelbows?
Yeah, that's when your elbow's so large it blends with your calf.
Fuck, dude. That was my nickname in high school. It's all
kelbows and cankles.
Hey, kelbows. I don't have kelbows.
You have to catch these kelbows, dude. Wait, Christian, full circle, you dressed as Harvey Kankel as your Halloween outfit. Of course, Harvey Krinkle? Kinkle?
Kunkle?
It don't matter. Kinkle. It's Kankel.
It's Kinkle.
From Sabrina the Teenage Mitch.
Excuse you.
Here's the thing. I got bullied a lot for having cankles in high school. But I don't got cankles, motherfucker. I just got thick-ass calves, baby. I got divined.
That blended with my thin ankles.
I got defined ankles, baby. And
defined
just fat
ankles?
Just fat fucking calves.
You've got...
They don't go straight... I feel... People with cankles usually are skinny people that have weird calves that go straight into their ankles. Fat people always have ginormous, weird ham hock calves like me and normal ankles.
Interesting. Hot take. Hurt right. Turk on the cankles.
I'm fucking heated, dude. I don't got cankles, dude.
I never said you did.
Josh, honestly, I'm going to fucking pound your sand.
Can I throw an unpopular opinion here? Cankles, overrated. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
Have you seen the memes of, like, Republicans are tits men and Democrats are ass men?
Oh, no.
Because that's pretty fucking funny.
I think I'm a boob guy, though, guys.
Oh, no. Christian.
Am I right wing?
You guys ready for the next one?
Oh, yeah.
Am I the asshole for possibly preventing my friend from getting laid? Another cock blocking story for you. Disclaimer. My friend and I are both 21-year-old males and mm-hmm. are roommates. We're extremely good friends and don't hide anything from each other. Well, not exactly anymore. He tested positive for herpes. And his reaction was actually pretty subtle. He basically doesn't care that he has it, which is a good thing for him, I guess. Anyways, he still does his hookups regularly. And I asked if he disclosed the fact of his medical condition, and he tells me he doesn't. Look, I'm not one to spill my friend's private secrets, but that's not something I can stand by and watch. So whenever my friend matches with a girl on Bumble or Tinder or anything else, I will search them up on social media and I will personally tell them his situation. Mm. He usually does wear protection, but sometimes he doesn't. Well, he brought a woman over last night for obvious reasons. So I waited for a chance for him to leave the room so I could tell this girl, but I never got one. They both ended up making their way to his bedroom till I stopped them both. And right in front of my friend, I basically told this girl he has herpes. And if you sleep with him, you'll possibly test positive down the road. He was pissed and wants me to get out of our place and tells me I ruined his sex life.
Go fucking pound sand, bro. How dare you disclose my herpes to this girl?
Listen, guys, if you have herpes, it's Simplex. Just let other people know before you have sex with them. You can work around it. You can figure it out together, but that's non-consensual sex. That is sexual assault.
Yeah.
they are consenting to STD-free sex with you, and you are not having that. That is sexual assault.
Yeah. It's really important to discuss your sexual health before you have sex with somebody. Coming from a person that's literally...
Have you guys ever discussed it?
You guys have sex?
Is that what you're supposed to do when you're married? Are we supposed to have sex now?
I don't know. I didn't.
But what if
the
one
birds and beads talk?
But what
I
if the one guinea pig has herpes? Do they have to disclose that to
yes.
the other guinea pig?
Yes, they do.
I mean, honestly, the hottest part of hooking up with somebody is when you disclose them.
I swear, I thought you were going like, the hottest part of hooking up with somebody is not knowing if they have an STD, dude.
It's like the thrill.
It's like, ooh, am I going to get something? I don't know.
Nope, just a bad pun. So this is interesting. I feel like I've made a horrible error. I need to retract a previous statement made on this episode. I said it would have been the first story where I said it would have been an asshole move if you would have told your niece about the birds and the bees against their wishes. This dude's in the right.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be friends with this guy. Yeah. Like, if this guy can't get it through his fucking skull that, like, what he's doing is immoral and bad,
yeah,
then he doesn't deserve to be hooking up with people.
Agreed. Dude's an asshole.
And that's got herpes on it, too.
Oh, his butthole has herpes.
Give us one more story, Ricky.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to find... Boop, boopy doop. Finding the story. Boop, boopy doop.
I do feel like also if you feed eggs to your cat, you should disclose that before you start.
That is a 100% for sure. Tell your partner that you're giving your cats...
I don't know if that's sexually transmittable, but it kind of sounds like it is.
And honestly, like, if you're not telling people about it, you're a bad person.
Right. Yeah, everybody you meet should know. That way they can make that on-the-spot decision on whether or not they need to continue the conversation to getting to know you. Which should be a no. Change that about yourself.
Am I the asshole for laughing at a guy who kept trying to one-up my long-dead theater career?
How are you... Okay. This guy's living in his mind rent-free.
Boo.
525,600 jokes.
Here's a hot take. Musicals fucking suck.
Get her.
We'll come back
wrong
to
about that.
That
one.
Email us in why that's a bad take.
I, female 26, was in a handful of Broadway musicals from ages 7 to 12.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Two of those roles weren't starring, but pretty close to it. However,
she was the background character in Annie.
However, all you'll find of me on Google are pictures of me at those ages. You wouldn't know me or what I'm up to now unless you did some severe stalker-level stuff, and that's how I want it. I became self-conscious and uncomfortable in the business when I was 12, and my parents are actually saints, so they let me choose what I wanted to do. I am now very happy as an archivist in a museum, and I'm going for my PhD. Ooh. I still love watching the theater, but I am much happier watching and singing the soundtrack later in the show, in the shower, instead of, like, on the stage. So, my wife and I have a dear friend named Abby, who we spent a lot of time with pre-lockdown.
Abigail Shapiro.
Oh, no.
And now we spend a lot of time on FaceTime and Zoom. Abby has started seeing Jim, all fake names, who is in the entertainment industry. Jim has been on a few FaceTime calls with Abby. When I told him about my background, he became sort of jealous, telling me, oh, you were just in the chorus. Well, I've had this and this and this role on and off Broadway. And they're all featured, which, like, good for him. I wish nothing but success in his career. My wife agreed he was being weird, but we just figured whatever. Well, yesterday on FaceTime, Jim once again told me about how it's awful Broadway is shut down, which I agree. I feel terrible for everyone out of work. And that he couldn't wait to get back to work. I told him, yeah, I hope he'd be back soon. He then said, yeah, I know you wouldn't get it because you were just in the background, but this is my lifeblood.
Sounds like a dude that works on Broadway.
This dude's built different.
I couldn't help it and chuckled a bit and kind of teasingly said, Jim, are you trying to compete with my ended over a decade ago theater career? He didn't respond to that. Abby later texted us and told me I embarrassed Jim. I wasn't intending to. It's just that I have almost zero connections to Broadway or theater anymore, and he doesn't need to one-up me. Am I the asshole for what I said?
Nah, dude.
She is pretty wicked, but...
Oh, fuck, dude.
I knew I shouldn't have done a musical theater one. I knew you were going to pull this shit.
Here's
I love
thing.
That he bragged about being... I've also acted off of Broadway, you know, like every other theater that's not on Broadway.
Can I just say everybody sucks here, first of all, because these people definitely rich pieces of shit.
That's what I was thinking.
To transition a blossoming 5-year Broadway career into, I don't know, archaeology with a grad degree.
An archivist.
for a museum.
That can't make you much money, right?
I mean, maybe.
How do you get into... How do you become an archivist for a museum?
That's what the library science degree is for, dude.
How do I become this big of a nerd? Museum, do I have to start feeding my cat eggs?
Museum archivist salary says average is $50,000. Highest 10% earned more than $88,000. All right, maybe they aren't that.
So this dude lives in, like, in New York City, though.
Probably. If, I mean, if he's doing Broadway, yeah, because Broadway is literally New York. Yeah.
Guys, do you guys think I can make it on Broadway? I mean, you heard a little bit of my singing earlier.
You could make it off Broadway, as in they give you the old cane around the neck as soon as you walk out to audition.
I love you, and I support you and your dreams.
But you're a lanky 6'2" ass looking motherfucker, and there's no way you're getting a starring role. You're going to make every other actor in Broadway who's 5'7", because they're a weird-ass theater kid, look too small. Maybe you could play Goliath in the upcoming Mel Gibson-directed Bible, A Story of Christ.
Goliath is not even near the same time as Christ. I would know I'm an archivist.
I thought this was a woman. Was this not a woman?
It doesn't say. Oh. Wait, does it?
Way to have assumptions.
Way I to have said assumptions. Yeah,
female 26.
Josh. Okay. Way to have correct assumptions, Josh.
I was just projecting. I also thought as a woman, and then when she was talking about her wife, I was like, I wish she'd be like a dickhead for being like, Broadway, gotta be a girl. Only girls sing. And that's the only reason why I wouldn't get
So what was
Broadway.
The am I the asshole? It's am I the asshole for...
Laughing at him?
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying no, she's not.
Oh. I thought you were saying
no,
that's
not
the
possible.
Ass.
There's got to be more.
Just completely gaslight you. Like, no, honey, it's not that.
Like, you want to read the story? I literally just read it.
I want people like this in my life.
Condescending, like... theater off-Broadway on-Broadway actors.
Yeah, I want people that like their lifeblood is Broadway.
Who refers to anything as their lifeblood other than people who pound sand?
I don't know, Joshua. Is pounding sand your lifeblood or what?
Absolutely.
You know, when I was young growing up, I told my parents, I want to be an astronaut. And they looked at me and scoffed and said, why don't you go pound sand? And I did it. Here I am.
Here I am, to this day, just pounding my sand.
Honestly, best sand pounder in this room.
Dude, you
yourself?
Seen...
Are you patting yourself on the back here?
I am. I'm pounding myself on the back.
I mean, we've never done your job, so how do you know you're better than us?
I mean,
pounded a lot of sand as a child.
Well,
I lived right across the street from a park with a sand pit, so.
Yeah, you know who supplied that sand?
Oh, fuck.
Mr. Sandman, go to the park. Dun, 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 dun. We're gonna beat you with a hammer, you fucker. That's how you pound sand.
Oh my god.
This is very on theme with women. Just am I the asshole for like laughing at someone being a complete dickhead to me?
I think it's definitely more. Am I the asshole for laughing at a man who thinks very highly of himself? When he shouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he should be, like, proud.
He doesn't have to be a dick about it.
But yes.
Anybody who's a one-upper is... They have to be the most... There's only... So, rank of, like, most insufferable people, it's, like, down here, it's people who make puns all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then right above that is, like, people who, like, call acting their lifeblood, even though they're, like, not even a professional actor. And then right above that is people who feed eggs to their cats. Like, I bet you the full story on this is that this guy is the older brother of the guy who had eggs to get a cat.
Do you remember back in college when we had the two one-uppers that lived on your floor and, like, you'd get them in a room together and it was just, like, this weird, like, echo chambery effect where they would, like, try to one-up each other on every single thing. And it's...
Can't
I remember
confirm.
We were watching, like, The Walking Dead, and there's, like,
a zombie like on fire, and the one girl just like, oh my god, I hate the smell of burning flesh. And then the guy is like, I know, right? It's just the worst. And it's like, you guys don't know what burning flesh smells like. What are you talking about right now?
I once like nicked myself with the curling irons. Like, it just smelled so gross. Like, the hair was burning. I was like, ugh. He's like, yeah, actually, when I was 17, I was starting a fire at a campsite and my whole foot caught on fire. So that smelled pretty bad. Yeah, well, actually, my grandmother was a Tibetan monk, and in protest, she...
It was a rough year.
The whole whooping cough. Her roommate's like, I have whooping cough. My mom has it. I know what it sounds like. And I'm like, I have headphones on while she's saying this to Erica, and I'm Googling whooping cough noises. And I'm like, Erica, you gotta come watch this cool video. Come here. I just give her the headphones, and it's like, what actual whooping cough is? I was like, isn't this so neat, Erica? Isn't this so cool?
The only one-ups I like are in Mario. Well, guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. I think we've met our quota for today.
Not enough laughs, dude.
Not enough laughs? Only like two
definitely
booze.
Definitely not enough booze. That was weird.
Erica, when Erica's hungry, she's just like not thinking about booing me. She's just like, I gotta get that taco.
Well, I was thinking about switching from booing you to just saying ew at all of your jokes, because they're just getting disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, you know, really not impressive. Ugh. Maybe I'll just start with do better.
Yeah.
He's used to like hearing that kind of stuff from his parents. So.
You see the issue with that, Erica, is you and I have different like thoughts on what do better means when it comes to telling a joke. So for me, I might feel like I'm doing better.
Pun harder. I get it.
Worse, bigger stretches, bigger, more insane gaps between thoughts. Got it. If you liked our podcast, why? But also share it with people. Let them wonder why they like podcasts too.
If they like it, if you like it, if anybody likes it, leave a subscribe, and how do the kids on YouTube say it? Like and
like,
subscribe,
comment, and subscribe,
and comment and rate. Can you rate us?
Yeah.
If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can give us a rating, leave us a review, we'll rate it.
Mm-hmm. Also, Twitter, Instagram, email. That's judgiespod, JUDGIES, and the email is at gmail.com.
I was going to be so pissed if you didn't spell that shit out. I was going to pound your sand, dude.
Dude, please don't.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The judges love you.
Can we go eat now?